Judges chapter 3. Now these are the nations which the Lord Jehovah left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Only that the generations of the children of Israel might know, to teach them war, at the least those who knew nothing of it before. Namely, 5 lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites who lived in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal-Hermon to the entrance of Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would listen to the commandments of the Lord Jehovah, which he commanded their forefathers by the hand of Moses. And the children of Israel lived among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their daughters to their sons, and served their gods. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and forgot the Lord Jehovah their God, and served Balaam in the groves. Therefore the anger of the Lord Jehovah was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Chushan-Rishathaim king of Mesopotamia. 2573 AH/1469 BC, and the children of Israel served Chushan-Rishathaim 8 years. And when the children of Israel cried to the Lord Jehovah raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. And the spirit of the Lord Jehovah came upon him, and he judged Israel, and went out to war. And the Lord Jehovah delivered Chushan-Rishathaim king of Mesopotamia into his hand 2581 AH/1461 BC. And his hand prevailed against Chushan-Rishathaim. And the land had rest 40 years. And Othniel the son of Kenaz died. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and the Lord Jehovah strengthened Eglon the king of Moab against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. And he gathered to himself the children of Ammon and Amalek, and went and struck Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon the king of Moab. 2621 AH/1421 BC 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried to the Lord Jehovah raised them up a deliverer, Ehud the son of Jarah, a Benjamite, a left-handed man, and by him the children of Israel sent a present to Eglon the king of Moab. But Ehud made for himself a dagger which had 2 edges, of a cubit length about 18 inches, 0.67 meters, and he tied it under his clothes upon his right thigh. And he brought the present to Eglon king of Moab, and Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people who bore the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal, and said, I have a secret errand to you, O king. Who said? Keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. And Ehud came to him. And he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God to you. And he arose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the shaft also went in after the blade. And the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Then Ehud went forth through the porch, and shut the doors of the parlor upon him, and locked them. When he had gone out, his servants came. And when they saw that the doors of the parlor were locked, they said, Surely he covers his feet in his summer chamber. To take a nap. And they waited until they were ashamed, and, since he did not open the doors of the parlor, they took a key, and opened them. And, saw, their lord had fallen down dead on the earth. And Ehud escaped while they waited, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped to Seroth. And it came to pass, when he had come, that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mount, and he before them. And he said to them, Follow after me. Because the Lord Jehovah has delivered your enemies the Moabites into your hand. And they went down after him, and took the fords. Crossings. Of the Jordan River toward Moab, and did not allow a man to pass over. And they killed of Moab at that time about 10,000 men, all strong, and all men of valor, and not a man escaped. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel. 2639 AH/1403 BC. And the land had rest 80 years. And after him was Shamgar the son of Anath, who killed of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad. And he also delivered Israel.